Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
Welcome back, 17 hours. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're celebrating the anniversary, the 16th anniversary of Steve Forbes as a member of our Brain Trust. Hey, Steve, happy anniversary, baby.
Thank you.
16 years. Steve, we appreciate all the time you've given us.
Well, I like that word 16. It reminds me of being a teenager.
Exactly.
At least in your eyes, I'm still a teenager. Yes, I like that.
That's the story. That's the story you and I are both going with today, right, Steve?
Yes, sir.
Well, thank you. Thank you again. We appreciate you very much, and we always love having you here on the show. Hey, Steve, I want to completely change topics, and let's focus forward in the future a little bit more than we have been. I believe that the cryptocurrency is in our future. I don't know what it's going to look like. I don't think it's going to be Bitcoin, at least not the current way Bitcoin looks. It'll be a real currency. It'll have some kind of an intrinsic perceived value more than they do now. There are 1,500 cryptocurrencies, as you know, and I just like your thoughts on the dollar versus cryptocurrency versus gold. Those three are going to have an interesting relationship over the next 5, 10, 20 years, aren't they?
Yes, and the whole rise of cryptocurrencies, which began about a decade ago, is a, you might call it, a high-tech cry for help against the uncertain paper money issued by governments. And what the cryptos haven't done yet is make their currencies stable. They don't have a stable value.
Right.
They're not going to be used as money. You would never, for example, sign a mortgage for denominated in Bitcoin, because
right,
you wouldn't know what you owed. If you did it 5 years ago for, say, $250,000 mortgage,
yep,
you'd owe the bank today $12 million.
Right.
So they've got to stabilize it. Ultimately, what you're going to see is the dollar linked to gold, and that doesn't mean, Jim, we use gold coins. All it means is the dollar has a fixed value.
Mm-hmm.
Gold has been the Polaris, the North Star, whatever analogy you want to use, for 4,000 years. And keeps its intrinsic value better than anything else on this earth. And it worked for us. And when we have stable money, you always get a boom. And by the way, just for the record, stable money has never caused an economic crisis,
right,
any more than a scale causes obesity.
But do you think that if there's a move to somehow back up a cryptocurrency with gold, that would be,
yes,
almost a competitor
they
to the dollar
out
becoming?
A way to
could
do
it be
that?
A competitor to, you, come to you, the dollar
you,
becoming?
Oh, you. Yeah, you'd see it to take off like a rocket if you could use it as easily as you do the currency today in
mm-hmm.
terms of deposits and paying bills and all that, and it had a stable fixed value. You bet. And also what I like about this, as they finally refine these things, it'll be a real weapon to keep the governments honest, which they haven't been for decades.
But it also could be potentially fraught with peril for the United States, because our dollar is our strongest lever. It's our most powerful weapon, isn't it?
Well, if we do what we did for 180 years after George Washington and Alexander Hamilton and fixed it to gold, the dollar would be, everyone would use the dollar. They wouldn't need a cryptocurrency.
Right, right. Well, that's a good point. But I do think as more and more business is done in with smart contracts like blockchain, the trigger, the funding mechanism for those is going to be a crypto of some kind, I think. And so I think we'd be fooling ourselves to say that the dollar won't have some kind of pressure from a cryptocurrency in maybe in
sure.
our lifetime, Steve.
Oh yeah. I think the next 5 to 10 years, as these things get refined, right now I'd be very reluctant to go into cryptocurrency,
right,
unless you want it as a cocktail chattering point. Oh, I own a Bitcoin or half a Bitcoin or whatever.
Right.
But, and there's a lot of bad stuff out there, just as a warning. A lot of bad stuff
right
out there.
Steve, quickly, 30 seconds. What's your prediction? If the turnout is not bad, what was your prediction on the holding of the Republicans holding the House in November?
If they can get that turnout, and that if is as big as Mount Everest, if they get that turnout, they'll hold the House. They'll lose some seats, but they will hold the House.
Right. Hey, Steve, thanks again
and
for
we'll
16.
And you'll make nice gains in the Senate, too, just for the record.
All right. You heard it here, folks. Hey, Steve, thanks for 16 great years. Come back soon.
Look forward to it. Thanks.
Thanks. Steve Forbes, ladies and gentlemen, a great American, one of our heroes around here. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.